You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Two paragraphs before Ois Gimel. It starts Vayein Erevin Lamedal Amanalf.
Got it.
Okay, everyone have it? I think it's two paragraphs before Ois Gimel.
Yeah.
Okay, so the title of this, according to what I have here, is I say Erev, someone made an Erev, V'lo Hinicho. Someone went ahead and made an Erev, but he did not go ahead and place it in the proper strategic area. So why in the world would that be good? The Gemara in Erev in Lamed Aleph says something very interesting. And I'll give you the background to it in a minute. The Gemara says, why in the world do you have to actually send your Erev out 2,000 amas? Name us, say, Kevin de Iboy Lam Tuye, since I had the potential to go ahead and to deliver the Erev to the proper place, Matsi Mamte, right? Matsi Mamte Law, since I had the ability to go ahead and the potential to deliver the Erev to the proper place, Afagav, even though the Lo Amte, even though I didn't deliver it there, Kiman da Amtuye Dami. It's as if I actually went ahead and delivered it. So there's an idea that the Gemara will speak about of Hayil. So we find there is an idea of Hayil and Psachim, Memvav, which has to do with Erev Tavshil and Hayil, and the Gemara extends it to other areas. But I'm not sure if it's the same idea of Hayil that's mentioned here. So what is the idea of Hayil that's mentioned here? On Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, the sugya before this, there's a discussion of placing an Erev b'makam chashuv. I have to place the Erev in what's considered to be a makam chashuv. And that's something that's dalid by dalid, tfachim, and yud tfachim high. So the Gemara says, let's say I go ahead and I take a stick and I strike the stick in the ground. And on top of the stick, I put a basket. And I put the Erev in the basket. Is that a makam chashuv? Because even though the basket is dalet al dalet, it's on a reed. And the reed or the stick does not have mechitzas. So the Gemara first says it's a makam chashuv, because I'll say good aches. Let me take the walls of the basket and view them as if they are actually going down. And there should be mechitzas based on the fact you say good aches. Then the Gemara says, no. The reason that the basket on top of the stick is a good Erev is not because of good aches, but rather it's because Hayil. Since the fellow could go ahead and take the stick or the reed and go ahead and bend it, and it's always pliable. Since it's on a pliable stick that has the ability to be bent, I say Hayil, and since I can bend it and bring it to a situation where it is sturdily, it's sturdy, it puts on a sturdy foundation on the ground. Since I have the potential to bend the stick and the Erev can be bent and put on the ground, I say Hayil. And based on Hayil, that I have the ability to achieve a makam chashuv, that's good enough for an Erev. So the Gemara says, I have a problem with this idea of Hayil, the Gemara says, because there's a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Ketzad. Ketzad is that if I have either 2 days Yontif, or I have Yontif on Erev Shabbos and then Shabbos, or I have Shabbos and then Yontif after, meaning 2 days. How do I create an Erev for 2 days? Ketzad Yah, said the Mishnah says. You know what I do? I go out before the first day of Yontif or before Shabbos. Let's take a case of Yontif on Erev Shabbos. I go out on Thursday. And I send the Shliach to strategically place the Erev 2,000 amas to create a new makam shvisa. And then on the first day of Yontif, which is Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, I walk close to dusk to the Erev to make sure the Erev is still intact. If the Erev is still intact right before Ben Hashmashos, I can rely on it for Shabbos also. And the Gemara says that you have to send it out. So the Gemara asks Neymar, why do I actually have to send out the Erev? Just like there's an idea of Hayel, that if I have the potential of a pliable stick to bend it and create a Makom Chashuv, so too, once the Erev has been concocted and I have the potential to deliver it, the potential to deliver the Erev should be enough to create an Erev. So the Gemara says, Ein achinami, but the reason you have to send it is because of Gzera midarabana. Amar Rab Zera, really, Hoyle should be applicable, but Rab Zera says there's a Gzera. What's the Gzera? The Gzera is Yontif Sha'achar Shabbos. I have Shabbos first, and then I have Yontif. I might think that on Shabbos, or since every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif, I rely on Hayel, I might think I can rely on Hayel also on Shabbos Lifne Yontif. The problem is, on Shabbos itself, I don't have the potential to place the Erev. So since the potential does not exist on Shabbos Lifne Yontif or Yontif L'Achar Shabbos, I don't want to use this potentiality or the potential on a regular Shabbos or Yontif, Gzera Otu Yontif Achar Shabbos. Because Yontif Achar Shabbos, you do not have the potential on that Shabbos to go and place the Erev. And even though you say Hayel, Hayel is based on the potential. Now let's look, he brings Rashi, which explains all this. Uperish Rashi, the Hakusha, Al-Kol Shabbos Hashana. The Gemara is asking on throughout the whole year, on any Shabbos, why do I need to go ahead and place the Erev? Lamed Sarech, why do I need a placement? Lamed Sarech Lishloach HaErev L'makom HaShvisa. Why in the world do I actually need to go there? Take of so, the minute that the Erev has been concocted or put together, and I have my mazon shtei sudos, or whatever the quantity is required, that's enough. Because, right, that's enough to make an Erev. Take of so, l'sham Erev Neima. Once I have the potential to place an Erev Neima, say, Hayel. Say the idea of Hayel. Like I explained earlier in the Gemara, that if I have the potential to bend the stick, to create a makom chashuv, that's all I need. So to hear the Gemara is asking on that, why does it say l'shloach eruv? That I must go ahead and send out an eruv. Just as long as I have it, as long as the potential is there to place it, that should be enough. Vayein b'toisvus v'ritva. I'm not sure, I looked at toisvus, I didn't look at the ritva. I'm not sure what toisvus adds to this equation. So it's just interesting, the Gemara has this idea, and at the end of the day, Gemara seems to say, Ein achinami. The Gemara seems to say, on every Shabbos, you would be able to do it in essence. But there's a gzera that I can't rely on Hayel, based on the fact that I'm geyser otu, right, when Shabbos is Erev Yontif. Yontif la'achar Shabbos. When Yontif is on a Sunday, I might think I can rely on Hayel on Shabbos. But once again, since on Shabbos, I don't have the potential to go out and place the Erev based on the problem of Tchumim. Therefore, I am geyser every Shabbos, Otu, Shabbos, Lifnei Yontif.
So now you could probably... What do you mean every Shabbos? What do you mean every Shabbos? It takes time to get there. What does Hayel mean?
Hayel means... It's a Friday, correct?
It's Friday, but what time is it on Friday?
Let's say. Okay, let us assume, they don't elaborate on that, but let us assume the potential is there.
The Gemara says. It's enough time to go out there.
Correct, it's enough time to go out and do it. It has to be. Because that's the Gemara's Lashon, right? What's the Gemara's Lashon? Neima, let us say, what was the, Neymar, sorry, I lost it. Neymar, let us say that what? Since I can go out and place it, I don't need to go ahead and place it. Correct? Neymar, kevin de boilam tuye. Matsi mamte, right? Since I have the ability, matsi mamte, to go ahead and place it. Ava gav de lo amtuye, even though I physically did not do it, command the amtuye dummy. So you're correct. All the variables in the equation must be there to give me the potential to place it. Therefore, the Shabbos before Yontif or Yontif right after Shabbos, I cannot go ahead and rely on Hoya. Because the Shabbos prior to Yontif, I do not have the potential to venture out and place the Erev.
Where does this come from?
1 second. Based on the fact that Yontif is right after Shabbos, and that Yontif la'achar Shabbos, I will be unable to go ahead and to rely on Hayil. They made a gzera never to rely on Hayil.
Where does this din of this type of hoel come from? Gemara makes it up. I mean, it's not like hoel mikle orchim. What type of hoel is this?
By the way, why do you say it's not like hoel ve'ibay mikle orchim?
Because then you're actually doing something. You're cooking. It's just that you're allowed to cook more. Here, you're not doing anything yet. You just have the potential to do something. And why do we say it by Ruvi? Do we say it by Ruvi? You know, do we say it by Erev Tavshilin? I don't.
By the way, you're getting into a very well. Erev Tavshilin might be based on Hayel. The Gemara's Machloikas Rabin Rav Chisda in Psachim and Vavam and Beis.
Exactly, but you still have to cook the food.
What is Erev Tavshilin based on?
But so you still have to cook the food. You can't say I can just I have the ability to cook the food, so I don't have to do anything. Since I could cook the food, someone has to cook the food. You just don't say, well, there's a potential to cook the food, so I don't have to do anything.
I will tell you a few things. I am not sure where this din hoyel comes from, but I will tell you if you look in the sugya and psachim mem vavim mem zayin, the Gemara discusses machlokes Rabin Rav Chisda. Of somebody who cooks, somebody who ha'oife miyontif l'chol, correct? Right, ha'oife miyontif l'chol. Do you get malchus or not? So the Gemara says it's machloikas Rabbe and Rav Chisda. Whether ha'oife miyontif l'chol gets malchus. So the Gemara says that machloikas is toil and hoyel. Meaning, don't give him malchus, because there was the potential that guests could have shown up, and he would have had to use up the extra amount that he cooked for chol on yontif. Therefore, it relieves malchus. That's the sugya that starts hoyel mem vavam and beis. And on mem zayin, the Gemara says, "Hi, how could you say you hold hoyel?" Listen to the exact question of the Gemara. The Gemara gives a case of hashoichet, someone who goes ahead and does a maisa shchita. Correct. You're not allowed to, someone who does a maisa shchita, he's over a number of different isurim. If he does a maisa shchita without the ability to go ahead and to do kisui hadam. So the Gemara says, why should he be over anything? Hayil, since there's the potential, if he would have had offer, he would have had the potential to do Kisui Adam, do not hold him responsible for not doing Kisui Adam. Because Hayil, there's the potential for him to do Kisui Adam. The only time you could be over Kisui Adam is where you didn't have the potential and nevertheless you shecht. So the Gemara gives you a similar example that potential should relieve the Isser of not being shechting with Kisur Adam. Similarly, the potential that Orchim may come would take away your Chiyav Malkus of Ha'oifa may Yontif L'chol.
Yeah, I just don't see how that's similar to our case over here, where you need to make an Erev Tchumen, and your ability to make an Erev Tchumen is like you did it. Again, we don't say your ability to cook Erev Tavshilin is like you did it. One has nothing to do with the other. Also, how does the ability to go make an Erev, don't you have to choose which side, north, west, south, or east you're doing?
Let's say you've chosen you've chosen the side. So you're asking good questions on the sugya, but I don't know if I want to get into the sugya and all the nuances. Because first of all, I learned the sugya for the purpose of the Minchas Chinuch. I didn't do it bi'iyun. And secondly, the Minchas Chinuch does not go into the sugya, but he brings the sugya for a similar shmooze that he had before. He brings it for the purpose of saying, I, with Hayel, I have a Erev that's good midaraisa. But midarabanan, we do not allow Hayel. So if I have an Erev that's good midaraisa based on Hayel, but the Rabbanan did not let me rely on Hayel, how does that affect that Erev's ability to be viewed on a Doraisa level and on a Dorabanan level, which is similar to the question we had earlier, correct?
By the way, we have something very similar to it in today's daf. The Gemara learns out Mimo Shvo Seichem. The Gemara is talking about Maisa Sheni. And the question is whether you could use Maisa Sheni for matzah, right. So Rashi says that once it comes, Maisa Sheni comes to Yerushalayim, it's Nikla in Yerushalayim, and Rashi says it's Midrabanan that's Nikla. And the Gemara is trying to learn from a pasuk that says Midrash Shoshem that you could eat. So Tosha says, how could that be if it's only Midrabanan that once it comes to Yerushalayim and it's Nikla, how could it be that we're learning a drasha Midaraisa from Moshe Rosechem? And therefore, Tosha has to come up with
that. Right, so there are
that's exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly. There are many cases like that. For instance, I brought you a case at the very beginning of Elu Nairis, Chavtes Omer Aleph and Ksubis, where it says, Elu Nairis She'en Lehem Knas. And one of the Nairis where someone's Ma'anes and Ishi, you don't have to pay Knas, is if he is Ma'anes and Nesina, a woman Givaini, who by trickery and by deceit was able to go ahead and to convert to Judaism. So Rashi says that's only an Issa Darabona, meaning on a Doraisa level and a sin as a Jew. Only Midarabonan were they geyser that they're not allowed to marry Jews in the Sina. So the Gemara says that if a man is Ma'anis in a Sina, there is no Knas. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Velo Siyeh Le'isha. The man must go ahead and take her for a wife. But since an Asina is prohibited from being taken as a wife, since the Ma'anes cannot take her and marry her, also the attribution of Knas is not applicable because the whole punishment of the Ma'anes, which includes marrying her, right, Lo Yuchol Ashocha Kol Yomov, does not apply. So Taisvus similarly, it seems like this is the same Machlokas Tzvi. Yeah. Taisvus asked the same question. How can you tell me the Issur Nesinim is Midarabana? The Issur Darabana would not render her Asur Midaraisa, and therefore the Pasuk cannot be applicable to a Nesina that he cannot marry her, because the Pasuk is a Daraisa level. And Velosia Leisha would be applicable on a Doraisa level to Nesina if a Nesina is only Issa Darabona. So Taisvus, therefore, is a long Taisvus, which proves after that a Nesina is an Issa Doraisa.
It's exactly
your case.
Exactly what Taisvus answers today. He answers that it must be a Doraisa quota.
So it's very interesting that Rashi and Taisvus are exactly equivalent, which is another way of saying l'shitase, correct?
Right.
They take the same sides of the argument. So let's see what the Minchas Chinuch says over here, where I have a Erev that's good on a Doraisa level, correct? But Midrabanan were geyser that we don't recognize as Erev, because a gzera atu yantaf la'achar Shabbos. Im ken chashvinan mi makom hashvisa hasholosh persois le'inyan malkus. Sorry, did I skip or no? I think I skipped, no? Vayim b'taisus v'ritfa, so sorry. Im ken efshar afal gav de lo hoylich on Doraisa level, even though I didn't go holicha erev, I didn't physically deliver the erev. Mikol makom, nevertheless, the Gemara has this idea. Tekev sha'asu amrin and hoyel. The minute that the erev has been concocted, I say hoyel. So Shai, my question was similar to yours. If I'm saying hoyel, why do I even have to concoct it? Say, since I have the potential to concoct it, view it as if I put it together and sent it. It's mashma from here, I at least have to put it together. So the question is, why is hoyel only on the halicha and not on the assemblage of the actual eruv? But that's similar to your question, which again, will ain't kan makom laharich. But nevertheless, the Gemara says that you shouldn't need be required to deliver the eruv. Hoyel min ha-toyra. Because mid-doraisa is this idea of hoyel. Rak machmas, only because there's a gzera mid-rabbanan, lo amrinun, do we say there's no hoyel? Meaning every Shabbos, it should work even without being mishalech the eruv. But there's a gzera d'rabbanan atu yantaf achar Shabbos. Therefore, it doesn't work unless you actually physically deliver it in time. So he wants to know, the minchas chinuch, what's the status of this eruv if you didn't deliver it? There's a hayel on a doraisa level, but midrabbanan it's not kind of shvisa. So he wants to know im ken chashvinan mi makom hashvisa hashalosh parsois midrabbanan. The shalosh parsois should be counted only from the place you intended to place the eruv, based on hayel, and therefore, if someone violates this, even bizman hazeh. Since on Doraisa level, the Erev is placed, you should have Gimel Parsois from the place that you intended to deliver it to, and therefore you should not get Malkus.
Reb Chaim.
Yes.
Can I share a thought?
Of course.
And this goes back to something we discussed a few weeks ago also, and perhaps it might work over here also. The whole concept, the whole Isser over here, a person has a makom, and a person cannot leave that confine, correct? All right.
Yes.
What defines a person's makom, simply put, is where he is. Who is he? It doesn't mean his property or his assets. If he has an asset someplace in the end of the town, like you said last week with the tents or bungalows, whatever, wherever you're living is, wherever your goof is, that's your place. You can have a child that lives a few blocks away. That's not your place. Your place is here. Came along the Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, you know what? If you place your food someplace, we just extended your place. Your food is also considered yours. Now, a person can't say, how much is the food worth? The food is worth $5, $10. You know what? I'll leave my wallet with cash. I'll leave my gold watch there, which is worth more than all the food I have in the house. It doesn't work. The Chacham said, what is a person's place? And this addresses also, once we had this discussion, why if I have an intention to go someplace, that's good. But my intention with the food doesn't. Over here could be, and this is where I'm coming to the point, is that in case a person has food over here already and he wants to have it someplace else, that much the Chachamim gave in to him. That's the hoyel. The hoyel is that when a person's goof is someplace, he has till the end of the city. He doesn't have to even go to, he doesn't have to walk around every Arab shop with the parameters of the city. That's his place. Wherever he is, that's his place. When it comes to food, if you have the food here already, the Chachamim gave you, that it can go as far as you want to put it.
So I have two comments on that. Comment number one is you're making this, the Rav is making this a particular halacha, which is specific to Erevin. And it's not based on a Hayil concept in general. And it sounds like it's not even really Hayil. Sounds like, you know what? If your best intentions are to create a Makom Shvisa, then we will allow you to consider that a Makom Shvisa. So it takes away, to a certain extent, the power of Hayil, or the fact that this is a more universal concept of Hayil than by Erevin. That's point number one. Point number two is to say what the Rav's saying, it sounds like the way the Rav articulated it, it's all based on Erevin being Midarabana, and the whole concept of an Erev being Midarabana. And we know that the Minchas Chinuch has gone through great lengths to say the concept of Erev is a Doraisa concept.
This point, you're right. The only difference is, I'm not saying the whole Erevin is the Rabbana, I'm saying the Hoyle. The Hoyle, we all agree, is a rabbinic concept. Not a Doraisa. The Hoyle is the Rabbana.
So then you come up with a very interesting thing. I have a concept of what the Gemara says. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, you know what? Why in the world can't I go ahead and utilize Hoyle? So is the Rav saying that even though there is no Doraisa concept of Hoyle, the Chachamim said that you can create an Erev Doraisa based on an innovation of the Chachamim?
Well, so any way you slice it, it's going to be like that. Because
Not really. Because maybe there's a Doraisa concept of Hoyle.
Well, the Hoyle is the Rabbanon.
Michas Chinuch holds it's the
Doraisa. I wasn't Chadish that Hoyle is the Rabbanon. I'm trying to understand that Hoyle the Rabbanon.
Hoyle of Mikle Orchim is the Doraisa.
We had the whole time with the Gibel Parsois. Where is the Doraisa? Where is the Rabbanon? Where is the line?
No, but you're disagreeing with the Michas Chinuch. The Michas Chinuch is saying that it's the Doraisa because he's asking in the Doraisa you should say Hoyle.
There is a concept. If it's the same concept of Hoyle as the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara in Pesachim's case is that ha'oife miyontef l'chol ain't aloike, because hoyel v'iboy mikle orchim. Is the Rav saying that Rabbonon came and said, hold back on Malkus? Well, it sounds like it's a Doraisa then, that we can't give him Malkus because his action was not what? Was not egregious enough to go ahead and require Malkus because of the potential.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It sounds like it, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's continue and see what the Minchas Chinuch says and keep in mind what the Rav said. But for sure, because what the Rav has said... What?
I'm thinking maybe it's because it's a Hasra Sofik.
Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't say Hasra Sofik. No one says
I know, but it sounds like that. The whole thing based on okay. Maybe somebody will come, so you can never give him a warning. He can never commit in his mind that he's doing it for chol because he has it in their mind.
Maybe so you're gonna tell. So the Gemara does not say that this issue is totally a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish.
I realize that.
In Makkos Yudalit, a little later, I think Tesvav Tesayin, machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Hatzra Suffolk, Have Suffolk, Alo Have Suffolk. As I recall, there's no one in Pesachim who says the sugya is going according to one or the other. There might be Achroinim who say, isn't there also this problem? Okay, Vagamim Hoylech, let's continue. Now, again, what the Rav said is very interesting, but it does place us in the position where this Hoyle is not a universal idea, but specific to the idiosyncrasies of Erev. Okay, now the Minchas Chinuch, let's continue. V'gamim ha'ilech letzad shekenegdai yoysa misholosh persois. Similarly, midoraisa, a guy goes ahead and is in his home. And he starts to go ahead and concoct an Erev to be put gimel persois, you know, outside the city. Now to the other tzad, from his home to the other tzad, he only has Gimel Parsois. Correct? So if he goes ahead and violates it and goes more than Gimel Parsois on the other side, he's lost that ability. And he goes ahead and he loses his Gimel Parsois going in the other direction. And therefore, based on Hayil, he should not get Malkus in one direction. And he has six Parsois. But in the other direction, he doesn't have his Gimel Parsois from his house, but Gimel Parsois only from where the Erev was intended to go. So in one direction, it's Mekel, and the other direction, it's Machmir. So let's see. So this is his issue. Le'inyan Malkus. The guy in Hoylech Litzatri Kenegadai is also a Chumrah, that if he goes in the other direction from where he intended, Yoisa Mishos Parsois, more than three Parsois from where his intention is for the Makam Shvisa, the Makam Sharatza Lishbois, Kimin HaTorah Have Erev, Afal Gavdaloi Hoylech. So even though Afal Gavdaloi Hoylech, there is this concept that it works on a Doraisa level, would it mean that there's no Malkus despite the Gzera Midler Rabbanah? Or would you say that somehow the Rabbanan have the kayach to redefine the Makam Shvisa and go ahead and be Mechayev him Malkus in one direction and relieve him in Malkus in the other direction? Meaning, does the new definition of the Rabbanan suffice to redefine the Makam Shvisa despite the Doraisa definition? And he's going to say, Achfar Kasavti, that we had this earlier. Dezet toloi besafik shekasavnu lamala. That suffix, if an ain't roi derabanan, is not roi deraisa. De'efshar kaven, I might say, since the kaven demirabanan ain't shvisaso sham, but makam erev, since the rabbanan came along and said, machmas otu, there's a gzera. I would say they redefined the Makam Shvisa, and therefore there would be a Chi of Malkus more than Gimel Parsois from your home, and there would not be Malkus Gimel Parsois in the other direction. Im came Mahani Le'inyan Taira. Should it work for the sake of Malkus? Gam came. Kevan Dehem Akru. Interesting. He's saying an interesting thing here, which I think is a little different. Dehem akru hashvisa mikan vehinicho b'shvisas besa. So I think that the Minchas Chinuch, even though he doesn't articulate it, may be hinting to the fact that this question is a little different than we had before. And he says it with this idea of Akira. So let's go ahead and discuss this. The case we had before, if you recall, was this, that the Minchas Chinuch says there is a concept of Eruv Min HaTorah. Because since Reb Meir and Rebbe Akiva, who hold Alpayim Amma, there is a concept of Eruv and they hold Alpayim Amma's Midoraisa. So too, according to the Rambam, that Alpayim Amma's Midorabanan, but Gimel Parsos is Doraisa. On the Gimel Parsois side, if someone would go ahead and place an Eruv of Gimel Parsois, he would have six Parsois Midoraisa and would not get Malkos if he walked up to six Parsois. But then the Minchas Chinuch says, wait, there's a problem. Because even the Rambam will agree that Midoraisa is a good Eruv for Gimel Parsois. I cannot access the Eruv Midorabanan. There is no access to the Eruv of Midorabanan. Why is there no access? Because I only have 2,000 Amma Midorabanan with another 2,000 extended from there. So Midorabanan, I am not allowed to reach the Gimel Parsois to access my Eruv. Therefore, the Rabbanan created a scenario where the Eruv is off limits to me and it should be considered like Nevar or Nisra. Now, that case is not similar to this case. In that case, they are not redefining the Shvisa of the Gimel Parsois. They are saying, let the Shvisa of the Gimel Parsois stay where it is. but we're going to create a hindrance or an additional obstacle to go ahead and access the Erev. Here, he indicates there's more going on. What's going on here? Kevan Dehem Akru. Here, the Rabbanon is not just creating a hindrance, but the Rabbanon is actually saying we are redefining the Makom Shvisa. And we're saying your Eruv cannot take advantage of Hayel because of the Gzera, and we're doing away with Hayel and saying the Rabbanon don't recognize that Shvisa Dorais. Again, in the first case, the Rabbanon are not denying the Shvisa Doraisa, the Erev Doraisa, and the Shvisa Doraisa. They're just creating an obstacle to utilize it. Here, they're actually redefining the Shvisa. So I could say that Ein Hachinami in the first case, the hindrance min de Rabbanon is not enough to go ahead and override the Erev Doraisa. But over here, they're not just creating a hindrance. They're actually oiker davar min ha-toira. And that's more like yesh koyach b'yad chachomim la'aker davar min ha-toira, which is not dependent on this achrenish ha-chakira. The achrenish ha-chakira is like the examples we have given, or like the classical Mishnah Lemelech that we mentioned before. Is truma, that's tamea midarabanon, considered to be truma tamea on a doraisa level? So if a kayin tamei eats it, he is not chayev for eating truma as tamei, because eating truma tamea is not an issa for a kayin tamei. So do we say that the rabbinic definitions apply to the doraisa concepts? That's the first case. Here we're talking about the idea of chachamim to actively attack the Doraisa framework or parameters and remove it. Like Yesh Koich Bechiyad Chacham La'akar Davar Min HaTorah. So that's why I don't think the two cases are analogous. And it's interesting. I'm saying this, but I'm saying it's interesting that he adds those words. After he says, this is totally on the Chakira, he says, "Kevan dehem akru hashvisa mikan vehinicho b'shvisas beisai." Therefore, the Rabbanon have an override. So it's interesting that even though he first says it's totally on the
chakira, yeah, but I don't think he's making any distinction.
I understand. I don't think he's making a distinction.
I see you doing it. I don't see him doing it.
I understand that he may not be making that conscious distinction, but it is interesting that he now uses a different terminology, which I believe, mitzad ha-sfara, you can use to make a distinction between the two cases. And this reminds me of the famous question Rabbi Kiva Eger asks. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos and someone goes ahead and blows the shofar, is he yaitzei the mitzvah shofar? Or do you say that kevan sheyesh koach lechachom la'akar davar min ha-Torah b'sheva al tase? They didn't just remove your obligation, but they had the ability to remove the whole concept of tekiyah shofar on Shabbos. So this may be an additional factor here. That it's not just an impediment, like let's say truma tamea may be, or an impediment like the Isser Nesina or the Isser Darabanon of Meiser Sheni, but it's more of a direct Akira of the Doraisa.
How okay. can you say also the nature of the Rabbanon is different over here? This case, this scenario is a Gezera. They're afraid that you might employ this even on the Shabbos before Yontif. So therefore, it's a little stronger. I suppose the first scenario, the Raisa Tchum is Gimel Prasos. Rabbanon didn't make a Gzera for Tchum. They redefined what Tchum is.
No, you're saying it's almost like incidental or a coincidence. In the first case, it's coincidence. Chachamim, when making it, Alpayim Amma, had no intent to uproot Gimel Prasos. It just so happens that one of the unintended consequences is their Alpayim Amma would create an impediment for the Gimel Parsois. But over here, it's a direct attack on the Doraisa. That's a very good Sfora, and I think it's very similar to what I said. Which, if you use the transitive postulate, I basically said that my Sfora was a good Sfora just now. But I think it's true. I think it's actually very obvious that the two cases are not analogous. But nevertheless, it appears the Minchas Chinuch wants to make an analogy, correct?
It's at least as good as the first case. It might be much better.
That's correct. It's correct. Well, Tzad Hasheni Efsher, the Azlinan Basar Din Torah. He says it's totally on the Tut Stadim of that Chakira. And according to the Tzad, that a Darabanan doesn't affect the Doraisa at all, even if there's an impediment or there's an Isser Nesina, like we said, or an Isser Meiser Sheni. Nevertheless, it stays on the Doraisa plane. The Hasafik Hazeh Hu Bahar Be Makaimas Bashas. The Ein Kan Makaimel Harich. So we're just pointing out, like Tzvi said, I don't think the two cases are the same. And furthermore, I don't think that this case is dependent on that Mishle Melech Hakira. Because once again, the Mishle Melech Hakira, like Shamshi said, is coincidental. There's a truma midrabanan. They did not institute the tuma midrabanan for any specific application on a doraisa. They just said that we're instituting a tuma midrabanan, which prevents a kaya in tahor from eating it. But they did not address what happens if a kaya in tama eats it. So the Lamech Lamelech says, what if there's an unintended consequence on that derabanan, meaning because the derabanan works legabe a kohen tahor, would you extend it legabe a kohen tame and say he's not chayev? That's not our case here, where the focus of the right gzeir of hayel is to uproot hayel and not utilize it at all.
There's another distinction you can make. That even like the Michel Senech, who's not going like you and Zvi, he doesn't mean Akira in that term of art sort of thing, because he compares the two cases. But you can make a distinction and say that there should be no tzad that you would say that the Rabbanon doesn't affect the Doraisa Dikadin here and it stays in place, because it's only in the previous case where, you know, the Apayim Amma again is a hindrance or something, and you made an Erev in Shalosh Parsos, right before Shalosh Parsos. But over here, where the whole Shvisa is being built on a din of Hoel, that I could do it, then of course it will affect the Raisadika level, because when you're using Hoel, you have to say, is it actually really Hoel? Is it that I could have actually done it? And then it doesn't matter why you couldn't do it. If you practically couldn't do it, then there's no din of hurl to say. I hear what you're saying.
You're agreeing with the Minchas Chinuch that it would work, but not because of the reason the Minchas Chinuch says that they were oiker the Shvisa. It has nothing to do with the Akira Shvisa. It has to do with the fact that they've attacked the vehicle of Hoyle.
Right. The vehicle of Hoyle has been...
Right, unsalvably, has been damaged beyond repair. That's a very good sfora.
I think it's similar, and you can say the mental skin who does not hold like this, I think it's totally in a machlokus that you have in Makkos. When we say that there's no Adam Zimmerman, the Mishnah, when they say that someone's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. So some Rishonim hold that Ben Chalutza is Lav Dafka, because Chalutza is only Dindrabonon. So how that she can't marry a Kohen. So how can a Drabonon impact a Dindoraisa of Adam Zimmerman? But the Aruch HaNer and Rekiva Eger, they all say, who cares? Lemaisa, Adam Zimmerman is a Din. We do to the Adam what they wanted to do. Who cares what they wanted to do is only a Dindrabonon. But they wanted to do something. That's the whole Din of Adam Zimmerman. It's similar over here. Hurl is that you could do it. It doesn't matter why you can't do it, whether it's the rice or the rabbanon. It's all built on the fact that it's a flip of Eid Zab. Eid Zab means you wanted to do something.
No, I understand. What you're saying is it's either the application of a particular concept or the attack of upon a specific concept.
Right, but those Rishonim that hold that, no, it can't be that the Mishnah is saying Dafka Chalitza also, because it's just Lav Dafka, we just always lump it in with Grusha, because we can't have the Rabbanon impact of the Raisa. So they would hold like a Mincha Tzedek over here, that on the second Sad, maybe we say that, Rabbanon can't affect the Raisa, so, even in this case of Hol. All right.
Very good, very good. Excellent. So what we've done is we've given three Svaras. Mine and Shamshi kind of, our Svaras kind of merge. And Shai, you have a different Svara. But we've given a few Svaras that really, really question the Minchas Chinuch's analogy. That this issue is based on the issue of the famous Chakira of the Mishle Melech. Okay. Now he's going to say something really interesting. Ach ze ha'idna b'zman hazeh. Bosu Gzeres Chazal. What about Bizman Hazeh after the Gzeres Chazal? Is there any possibility that the din of Hayel could still be applicable? Correct? Aval Kaidem Gzerasam Efshur Dahavi Mahani Asiyas Ha'erev. Now only with the Gzera de Rabbanan, there's no Hayel. Because of the Gzera Machmas Yontav Achar Shabbos. But on a Doraisa level, interestingly enough, Hoyel would work here. Vegam ha'idna, but I'll say, he's going to say something very interesting. There is a nafkamina ha'idna. What's the nafkamina? L'Rebbe Akiva u'L'Rebbe Meir. According to those people who hold that the Shvisa, or the Tchom of 2000 Amos, is Doraisa. They do not have this issue of Gimel Parsois being what? Being chopped down based on lacking Hayel. They say that 2000 Amos is the only Tchum we have on a Doraisa level. The Saiver, they hold what? Tchum Alpayim Hu Min HaTaira. Tchum Alpayim is Min Doraisa, period. Velo Hosifu Klum. And there are no additions to this. There is just a Doraisa level of 2,000 Amos. The Imkain, Sagi Ba'asiyas Ha'erov Mitam Hoya. Since there is no concept of a Derabonon Erov, the rabbis have no ability to create different parameters for the Erov. The Erev, since all Erevim and Tchumim are on a Doraisa level, he feels, according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Meir, the Rabbanon never get involved in Erev. The Erev Tchumim itself, Alpayim Amos Doraisa, and as the Minchas Chinuch showed earlier, according to these opinions, Erev Tchumim works on a Doraisa level. So since everything is working on a Doraisa level, Hayel should also be effective, even Lamaskana, which is interesting.
Here you could say Gzera. Here you could surely say Gzera.
So that's what he says now.
Right. Yeah.
Now he goes back on that, and he regrets saying that. Ach be'emes afl Rabbi Akiva, osu chazal Gzera mishum yantiv. Correct? Achar Shabbos. Why not? They also were afraid that a person on Shabbos will say, hey, every Shabbos, I do my Alpayim Amma based on Hayah. Let me do it this Shabbos also for tomorrow Yontif. So therefore, I still have that fear. K'mavuar hasam, imkein toloi, correct, b'safek hanal. So even according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Meir, it's still dependent on this Chakira.
Hard to understand what his Havamina was in writing that.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. What time is it, by the way?
10:35.
Oh,
so we're done. It's 10:30 already, right?
Only if you want it to be done.
You know, we started a little late, so let's do a 5 more minutes, okay? Let's start this next paragraph.
Yeah, if we'll can finish the next paragraph, then the next, then it's another oath the next time. It's a new topic.
Okay, so let's see if we can go through this quickly in 5 minutes. Because it really is just one idea here. He has a problem with the Torah. Vayein tor orechayin simen tafches. Kasov, the Torah says like this. In the simen on Erev Tchumim, the Torah says something very, very strange. Mipnei she tchumim derabbanan. Since the old idea of tchumim is only a derabbanan dike iser, hikilu, they made a kula vehitira. The only reason the Torah says that Erev Tchumim works is because Tchumim to begin with is only an Isser Derabbana. So this is difficult according to the Minchas Chinuch's whole thesis, correct?
Right.
Should Yitain Eruva Nira Midvarav Delaman, right? The Omer Tchumim Doraisa Lomahani Eruv. V'kfar Kasavti the Mavur.
What does he do with Reb Meir?
Okay, one second. The word l'shatz l'hedya, the af l'man di amar tchumim d'oraisa, mahani eruv, v'tzorich iyud.
Yeah, we had a raya. We had a raya.
Correct.
Reb Akiva.
Shai, do you still have the pitei mincha accessible?
We all have it. I sent it to everybody. It's on the phone.
Okay, I don't have it accessible. I sent it out, but I don't have it accessible now. Can you look on the page? Can you look on the page I gave out?
Hold on a sec.
I think in Oishei he quotes this tour. In Oishei he quotes this tour. You say you have it?
Yeah, I'm just trying to. Yeah. It could be in a continuation of Oishei, but.
Do you see him quoting the Torah there or not?
No, not on the page you sent us.
Okay, so sorry, it's not on that page.
It's Rashita Satur. I have it.
Yeah.
Rashita Satur is all the seven tough ches, the Laman Domer, the Gamma Paim Amma, Minatora.
Right.
The Hechrech Shadin Ha'erev, who Gamke Minatora. I will feel the mother Kaimland, the Humid Rabbana, Shuvam Rinan, the Hurakmid Rabbana, Shatik Nukula Betrumin, did who? Our Beyut Beis Mill, Shumina Torah, Kimish Ain Lonu Hechrach, Ain Lonu Loimam is for the Mahani. Our Rambam Shapasak Yud Beis Mill Menatora, the Avi Din Ha'er of the Stoma, Nashmud Hugam Yud Beis Mill. Okay, he named the Hashta Loimahani Air of the Sof Yud Beis Mill, though is a Dravona Maynea, Hare Erov, the Havi Klav Yud Beis Mill, Velachain Sosam Vazah.
No, I'm sorry.
Did I go too fast?
So, by the way, what ice is that?
Memorize it for me.
We do all have it. We have it. It's an Osei, right? The last paragraph.
Can you summarize it? Summarize it for me.
So I'll tell you what Rav Grifter wants to say concerning this tour. The tour is saying that if you're like Reb Meir and Rebbe Akiva, that all you hold is Tchum Doraisa, you don't hold, there are two layers. Right. The Rambam holds there are two layers. There's Doraisa Yud Beis Mil and Alpayim Amma Midarabana, correct?
Right.
So Rav Gifter says something very sharp. If you are like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir, Ein Hachinami, all you have is an Issa Doraisa. Therefore, all the Gemaris Behechrech must hold, according to Reb Meir, Rabbi Akiva, and the whole tradition of Erev must be behechrech, according to Reb Meir, Rabbi Akiva, work on a Doraisa level. Because they have nothing else but Tchum Issa Tchumim Doraisa. But according to the Rambam, where it's multi-layered, correct, meaning I have Tchum Doraisa of Yud Beis Mil, and I have Alpayim Ma'ama of Isser Durabonon, I may say the whole Masechta is only applicable to that layer of Tchum Durabonon of Apayamama. But I'm not behechrich to say that that Eruv works for the layer that's Doraisa of Yud Beis Mil. So therefore, the tour is not shfer from Rabbi Akiva and Reb Meir.
Unless you say Kain Doraisa Tikkun. Unless you say Kain Doraisa Tikkun, which is Gemara often says, you know, Kain Doraisa
Tikkun. I understand, but you have to realize the Minchas Chinuch brought a raya from Hechrech. And Rav Gifter says the Hechrech is only according to Rabbi Akiva and Reb Meir, that they do not another layer of the Rabbana.
That is correct. It's only an analogy.
Correct. So it's a very sharp chiluk from Rav Gifter.
What is he saying again? That only point
words,
to Rabbi Akiva.
Problem yeah. with
the Erev itself doesn't exist the rice at all. If you hold two layers, Erev the rice doesn't exist. It's only the Rabbanan invention. The Raisa, you're not allowed to go more than 12 mil. That's it. Finished. You can't change your location. You can't do that.
I'm looking at Rav Gifter. I don't think that's what he says.
In the Rambam.
He doesn't say that.
In the Torah, he's saying it, not in the Rambam.
He's not saying that.
By the way, if you have a question concerning this, Shai, look in your footnotes in Shulei HaMincha.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.